FM 102.9, 105.9, AM 1310, and on your smart speaker, it's News Talk KZRG. With us right now is Paula Baker. She is the president and CEO of Freeman Health System in Joplin and Neosho, and soon to be Pittsburgh. Now, Paula, I understand that you've recently made a major announcement. What did you announce?
Yes, Steve, I did. I made the announcement last week that I plan to retire with a one-year notice. So I'll be at Freeman at the helm through 2024.
Is there a push that caused you to go to this decision at this time?
I think the major motivation for my decision is the fact that I have a 16-year-old son. He's a sophomore. Those days are flying by very, very quickly with him at home. And so I really want the opportunity to have some quality time with him. And I think everybody who's a parent understands that those days pass by way too quickly. So I really need to have some priority time with him over the next few years he's at home.
Now, in your tenure here with Freeman, what do you feel some of the major accomplishments have been?
Well, that's a great question. The Freeman team have achieved so many major accomplishments, and I'm so proud of all of them. But to highlight just a few, I think would be our response to the tornado, how we helped our community heal from that and provided medical care when we were the only hospital standing. Certainly the COVID-19 pandemic. That was uncharted waters. We didn't have a how-to book on that, but the Freeman team navigated through that very, very effectively. And we played a major role in educating the community about how they could stay safe, things that they could do to protect themselves, and just a variety of information they needed to know. And I think also it was an opportunity to help calm some of the anxiety around that. Another thing I'm very proud of are all the enhancements we've made to our various service lines. We've added so many cutting-edge treatments and programs that typically you wouldn't find in a community the size of ours. So I'm very proud of that. Especially proud of our expansion of services into Southeast Kansas. So we've been working on that for a number of years, and that culminated in our announcement to build a 50-bed hospital there. So that's very, very important to us. I think just the number of physicians that we've added has been a major accomplishment. We have added physicians both in primary care and in specialty care, the best trained, the best equipped, and really passionate about the care that they provide patients.
So with this expansion into Pittsburgh, are there any updates as to a timeline as of yet?
Well, we are pushing that timeline for a hospital in Pittsburgh as much as we can. We're meeting with the specific people that will be involved in preparing our land. We have already met with architects. We have some preliminary drawings. So we're ready to hit that ground running.
What were some of the reasons why you felt compelled to build a new hospital in Pittsburgh?
Well, the main reason is that we already have thousands of patients from Southeast Kansas who have selected Freeman Health System as their healthcare provider. So we want to make that care close to home for them. In an emergency, they need to be able to get to us quickly. And just to have their providers and the full range of services right there in their backyards is very important to us.
Now, I understand that there is something else that you're proud to have accomplished during your time with Freeman.
Absolutely, Steve. The Leffen Center for Autism has opened so many doors for children and families that live on the spectrum. That was a program that was born out of need in our local communities. There really wasn't a treatment facility of this magnitude available to the hundreds of families who needed it. So that is something that I will always hold very dear. I am so grateful that we were able to open that program. I had the unique privilege of hearing children speak their very first words at the age of 4 or 5. Give their mom or dad the very first hug as they are also were 4 or 5 years old. And to be able to be a part of that and to witness the progress that these children made, that is something that will forever be etched in my memory.
What were some of the lessons learned because of not being able to make a planning guide for when COVID struck, but what were some of the lessons that were very important that came through during that time?
I think the most important lesson to me was no matter what curveballs get thrown at us, the Freeman team is going to find a way to make it work for our region. And I'm so incredibly proud. Again, there was no manual on how to navigate a global pandemic, and it crippled a lot of communities and a lot of healthcare systems. But Freeman Health System remained strong. We remained vibrant. We continued to provide services, and we were here for our communities. So the most valuable lesson I learned is whatever life throws at Freeman Health System, we're going to handle it.
Now, one of the accomplishments during your time here with Freeman, I understand that you expanded by building a tower with more beds in it for more patients.
We absolutely did, Steve. That was so very important to provide those additional beds. When the tower was first constructed, our board of directors were very wise that they wanted to build in that shell space for those additional floors. So we were able then to develop those floors and provide furnishings for them and fill them up with patients.
So looking to the future after you leave Freeman, is there anything you're really looking forward to? Is it just time with the family, or is there something else you'd like to do?
Well, I like to stay busy, so I'm sure that there will be challenges for me that I can enthusiastically embrace. But actually, the number one motivator really is my family and having that quality time with them. I love my position. It does take a lot of time. And so to have that luxury of being available to my husband and son more openly and more often is very welcomed.
Anything you'd like to say in closing?
Yes, I would like to say thank you to the community for always being supportive of Freeman Health System under my tenure. Especially thank you to the amazing staff at Freeman, our Freeman family, our physicians, our nurses, our nutrition workers, our housekeeping. Every employee at Freeman is so, so very important to our operations. And it has been a tremendous privilege for me to have the opportunity to work with these wonderful people. I will always remember them. I will always be invested in the success of Freeman. And I am immensely blessed to have had the opportunity to share in this incredible journey. So I'm forever grateful.